With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really excited now to be talking with the new athletic director over at Manchester Essex High School, Cameron Molinari. And, Cammy, welcome to the North Shore. I know you've been here for a while, but first chance we've had to talk with you.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here. North Shore is one of my favorite places to be, so I'm happy to be here.
Well, I know that you played field hockey over at Endicott, and the main administration building over there reminds me of Hogwarts, the administration.
Yes, it definitely does. That's one of the highlights of campus for sure. We definitely point it out to new students as they come on campus.
It makes me feel like the stairs are going to start moving when I go up there. So it's pretty cool. Cammy, tell me about the road you have taken now to go from your high school in Connecticut here to the North Shore. Tell me about your experience maybe and your high school career as well.
Yeah, so in high school, I knew straight away that I wanted to work in a school setting. Originally, I thought I was going to be pursuing a career in elementary education, wanted to be an elementary school teacher. But then after I had met my high school athletic director back in Simsbury, I fell in love with the position and knew that that would be the ultimate goal of what I wanted to do with my career. So I played field hockey in high school, played lacrosse, ultimately got recruited to play for Endicott College, fell in love with the campus, immediately wanted to go there. They have a great reputation for athletics as well as academics. So I was sold, went to Endicott, and then upon my senior year when I was finishing up my field hockey season, and I was finishing up my student teaching at the Hannah Elementary School over in Beverly, actually, in the third grade classroom, I was realizing I didn't want to leave the sports world too soon. So I had a conversation with Brian Wiley at Endicott College, the athletic director, and he discussed potential graduate assistant positions with me within the athletic department, and I fell in love with that. So that is what I decided to do post-graduation.
It's quite a difference from teaching third grade.
Oh, definitely. It was a big adjustment at first, but I fell in love with it.
And did you get, as you were going along, I just wonder about this, because I used to tell, the kids I had in school, if you don't get your first choice, there's always something related to that. So keep that open. But as you were going along, did you sort of take notes from coaches and assistant coaches mentally and just kind of file that stuff away for use later on?
Yeah, definitely. I originally thought I was going to go into coaching along with teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to coach field hockey, and so many of my coaches, especially my high school and Jody Cipolla at Endicott College, my field hockey coach, she was such an inspiration to me as a coach, and she taught me so many life lessons beyond the world of field hockey that I was like, this is a really good career and something that I want to do for the rest of my life.
We talk with a lot of Cape Ann League athletic directors during the year, and many of them have been around for a while. What was your first reaction, or what was their first reaction when you went to your first league AD's meeting?
They were very welcoming. I was a little nervous as the only female athletic director in the Cape Ann League at the time, and definitely the youngest. So it was intimidating, but they welcomed me with open arms, taught me everything that they know, and it's been a really good experience working with all of them.
That's exactly what I expected to hear. Now, how about at Manchester Essex High School? Coaches, tell me a little bit about how it went from September on, because you were interim athletic. I hate the word interim. Once you got the job, you're in the job, whether you're there for a long time or not. So you really started last September. What was that experience like, and how have you gotten, or have you gotten more comfortable in your job?
I definitely have gotten more comfortable. So day one, it was the middle of the fall season, so I was meeting my coaches as they were halfway through their season, starting to get ready for the tournament, and that was definitely an adjustment for all of us, and I really wanted to thank them for welcoming me as well and just accepting me for who I am as a young female athletic director and new to the position and new to the school. But over the course of the year, I became more comfortable. I got to know my coaches better. I got to know my student-athletes better, know the staff within Manchester Essex Regional High School better, and it's just been amazing, honestly. And Muffin Driscoll, my administrative assistant last year, was a huge help in helping me adjust to Manchester Essex as well.
Yeah, the gatekeepers are something else, aren't they? They really help.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's
she
true.
She was so knowledgeable and helped me every step of the way. She's been here forever. So I really can't thank her enough for helping me in the transition as well.
What do you feel, I want to get to the teams here in a minute, but what do you personally feel best about in terms of growing and learning this year? What you know, maybe an obstacle you have overcome, something you didn't anticipate was going to be as difficult as it was, or the opposite, something that's a lot easier than you thought it was going to be?
I would say managing coaches that are older than me and have been here for a really long time was something that I was really nervous about. I wasn't sure how they were going to accept me into this role, but like I said, they welcomed me with open arms, so that was a really welcome surprise. Another thing that I thought would be more challenging and was pretty challenging was a statewide tournament and just adjusting to that and helping coaches through it and understanding what that structure is going to look like, and then helping our coaches adapt to the fact that they're traveling 3.5 hours away to maybe Western Mass for a game. So figuring that all out, and then, as you know, the bus driver shortage has made every day different, to say the least.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and one of the things I have found as a teacher and a former coach was you got to be a good listener. And even though you go in and you've got ideas and you're going to make changes for the better, you have to listen. How have you found that experience? And, you know, is that something that that you develop? Because I know sometimes you just want to say, wait a minute, I want to do it my way. But especially I would think early on, you have to kind of take notes, don't you?
Oh, definitely. I wanted to learn everything about the community and why everything is done the way it is done. Manchester Essex has a really successful athletic department overall. So stepping in, I wanted to learn as much as I could about the community so that I'm making changes that they are interested in as well, and I'm not just making changes that upset the apple cart that might not be what the community wants at the end of the day.
Well, you mentioned how successful the program has been in almost every single sports, you know, in particular tennis and lacrosse, but also football, baseball, very successful tradition there at Manchester. What is a highlight or two from spring sports for you? Because I haven't had a chance to talk with you before, and very successful season once again over there.
Oh, the spring season was just phenomenal. It blew all of my expectations away. Our baseball team in particular, they are just so gritty. No one was expecting them to make it all the way to the statewide tournament except that team and our athletic department. But they were the highlight of that spring season, just the underdogs coming through and winning that state title. And then all our other teams as well did really, really well and were very successful. So I could not be more proud of our student-athletes and coaches.
All right. I don't want to take up too much of your time because I'm guessing you're not bored today.
It's a busy day with football starting up at about 2 o'clock today.
Exactly. So if you would, please, a little preview. No, let me ask a different question. How has this preparation been? Because you didn't go through this, I presume, last year. And at the beginning of the year, it presents challenges that are unique for the school year.
Yeah, definitely. So preparing for this fall season has been an all-summer project. I've been making sure we have everything squared away as best as possible so that our coaches are heading into day one without a worry. It was different than last year, for sure. It's just making sure we have all our non-leagues, but I'm excited for it. All our equipment's ready to go. We're ready for day one.
All right, and coaching staff is all filled? Everybody's in position?
Everybody's in position. Everyone's returning. We have a new girls varsity coach. His name is Christo Manguinness. He'll be starting up on Monday, and we're really excited to welcome him, but everybody else is a familiar face.
Fantastic. All right, that's Manchester Essex Athletic Director Cameron Molinari, who goes by Cammy. I'm Rick Moore. This is MSO News Sports.